This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mind brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and the team, what a busy Thanksgiving week they have. They're starting a 96-hour live stream that you can watch that is pretty phenomenal, unpacking the historic U.S. Supreme Court. What am I trying to tell you? It's an effort to save the country, simple as that, and all the efforts to bring this case to the Supreme Court, arming you with information. MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, and also MyStore.com. All of those places you can find the best deals on all the MyPillow products. Use the promo code Scott. Let's get ready for Christmas, okay? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You tell them Scott sent you. Speaking of Scott, Scott Herman and the team at Action Movers, right now, today, want you to know it's a great place to work. It really is. And the moving business is booming. Action Movers business is booming. They're hiring for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. Must be able to pass a background check. Have a Class A CDL? If you do, boy, do they have opportunities for you. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. One of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers and owner-operators. Local, regional, over-the-road opportunities for you, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more by visiting their offices in either Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or just calling 566-5532, 701-566-5532. 32. Back to your answers to our big question of the day, white meat or dark meat, after we chat with Bo Snerdly, also known as James Golden. Is James on the phone?
He is.
How are you, sir? Welcome back to What's on Your Mind.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I really am. James Golden has a new book, folks, about Rush Limbaugh called Rush on the Radio. We miss him every single day. I know you do as well. But thankfully, the wisdom lives on, and I'm so glad you wrote this book, James. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I mean, wonderful compliment. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a labor of love, and also a bit sad, of course. You know, miss Rush every single day, as do so many millions of other Americans. I hear all the time from people, I wonder what Rush would think about this. I wonder what Rush would think about the events that are happening in this country today. I mean, my answer to that is he would be as optimistic as he has always been about America's future. And I think it's also important that we, those of us who love Rush, are the ones that define his legacy, not leave it to the left who never listened to the program. And so many of the political activists on the left were openly trying to smear and discredit it without ever having listened and understand it. So it's important for us to, for history's sake, to let the world know how important Rush Limbaugh was to the conservative movement, to this country that he loved so much, and to those of us who love this talk radio industry, how valuable and important he was to giving a rebirth to radio.
He was such a comfort in troubling times, and I think it's still hard for folks to say, okay, what fills that void? What is that? I often say when people ask what now, I just say, well, it's up to us. I mean, he was a great teacher for all those decades on the radio and left us with all kinds of great nuggets on how to go out there and take our country back. And it's great to hear his voice again from time to time. I can't wait to read your book as well. But really, the great lesson of Rush Limbaugh and all those years of inspiration and education on the radio are now, you know, we're the benefactors, right? We're the ones that that are the heirs of that great bit of wisdom, and we just got to use it more day to day to take on whatever the world throws at us, don't we, James?
Yes, and I'm so optimistic about that because we have now, you know, Rush affected more than one generation of people. We had young children that were listening to the show, and thanks to the books that he and his wife Catherine put out on American history, we have so many young people that are being educated properly as to the role of America in the world and our own history, in contrast to what is happening in other parts of the country with these movements designed to disparage America and make America out to be an evil place. We have a legacy of generosity from Rush and from the talk radio audience. I mean, the talk radio audience has donated millions and millions of dollars behind things that Rush and Catherine and other talk show hosts across the country have supported, things like leukemia research, where we have helped millions of people that suffer from that disease. We've had help for the families of fallen first responders, be they in the military or in law enforcement. Thanks to the generosity of this audience, this massive talk radio audience. And of course, Rush was so generous personally, and we're getting stories, we continue to get stories and hear stories that we never knew about, things that people with their own stories of how Rush impacted their lives, but some of them complete strangers to him, but he had read about their particular situations and decided he wanted to help. Incredible man, a larger-than-life figure who deserves every single ounce of success that he got because he so worked for it.
The story of Rush's journey on the radio is told in this book, Official Program Observer, one of the humorous titles for Bo Snerdly, who was, of course, a call screener, but just more importantly, just a friend of Rush for all those years. Really a neat behind-the-scenes anecdotes about how that audience grew and grew and grew. So you really enjoy this book. How do we get it, James? How do we get a copy of the book?
Well, Barnes & Noble is one stop. Also, I mean, there are a lot of people who don't like Amazon, but Amazon is there. And I have a link at jamesgolden.com to take you to the right place on Amazon because there are some scammers on Amazon. These people are just unbelievable. Who have substituted their own name for mine and directing people to fake copies of what is not the book. So I have a link on jamesgolden.com. But if you go to Amazon directly, just double check, triple check, make sure this is the right James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly. And you can find Rush on the Radio there. As I said, Barnes & Noble or wherever you want to purchase books, you can just go find it. It is out today.
Yeah, by the way, I was at Barnes & Noble the other day, and I was surprised. I got a copy of Peter Navarro's book as well as Victor Davis Hanson's book. I think Barnes & Noble's finally, they used to be a little woke when it came to conservative books, and you'd have to order them and then come back and get them, but they had a pretty good stock, so I imagine it'll be there today as well at Barnes & Noble if you just want to stop and get your own copy, yeah. But not worry about the Amazon game. So
It debuted this morning at number 16 on Barnes & Noble's new bestsellers or whatever that is. So, yeah, they are apparently not woke anymore.
I love it. I love it. And we only have a couple minutes left with you. We are going to play before the end of the hour Rush's wisdom about the pilgrims on Thanksgiving. Wonderful. One of the great stories that he told that will give you a little Thanksgiving wisdom. But what every day do you wake up with still that you learn just being alongside Rush? What stays with you every day and what you do, Snerdly, that came from Rush?
I put in long hours doing show prep now still. I have a show on WABC 6 days a week in New York. And every day, it has been my life now for over 30 years to just rigorously prep for a show. And one of the things that Rush is always, you know, Rush worked so hard. And he spent the last year of his life, every single day, his bucket list was his audience. He wanted to be there for his audience every single minute that he could, and he did it. So I'm still inspired by Rush every single day just to be the best that we can be, to put the work in to be the best, because that is what his entire life was about, doing the work to be the best.
So as Rush Limbaugh would take the air today, if we had Rush still among us, without that horrific loss for the conservative movement, thanks to the evil cancer, what would be the hot topic today? What do you think he would just be a caged animal to get on the radio and talk about?
I think that Rush would be talking about the direction that the country is going in. And he would be unswervingly optimistic, as he always was, despite what the Biden administration and what a Democrat Congress is doing to this country right now. And it's evident in everything from the prices that people are paying at the grocery stores this Thanksgiving to the lack of controls at our borders to everything, this weak posture on defense, leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan. Rush would be critical of everything that this Biden administration has done to destroy what all the progress that we've made, not just in the economy, but getting hold of our national security under President Trump. But he would still be optimistic because Rush never gave into panic. This is a country that's still young, and this is a country that's still growing. And Rush likes to see the best of America and the best of the American people. And I'm sure that that's what he would be doing right now.
You bet he would. James Golden, so glad you did the book, Official Program Observer. Get it, folks. God bless you, James. Stay in touch, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Scott.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On your mind, day ahead of Turkey Day with our annual survey. What's your favorite, white meat or dark meat? White meat has a slight edge right now, and we're resetting the clock. Todd Mitchell has a new number in that you're putting it in the mayonnaise jar there with that medically sealed envelope and the whole deal, Todd. You've gone through the whole process.
Yes.
All right. So somebody's going to win another Let's Go Brandon t-shirt from NodakTees.com. You know, one of the things I'm thankful for, besides this great audience, I am thankful for the folks who trust us to get the word out about their businesses, because without them, we don't go. That's right. The businesses you hear on the radio stations you listen to, I encourage you to thank them. I encourage you to patronize them, because in the cancel culture in which we live, they're bold. They recognize the size of this audience. They're like-minded folks like our friends at Patriot Mobile, who don't, you know, they, like you, are frustrated about all the news that's out there, spending on crazy inflation, lockdowns, open borders, the whole thing. And the one thing they say that I agree with that we can do is buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. So who do you write a check to every month for your cell service? And is it a Christian conservative wireless carrier that donates proceeds of every single sale to organizations that fight for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes? If not, why do you do that? Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call them at 972-PATRIOT. I know, Scott, but I want the, you know, the best service. I want the best. Well, guess what? Same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile uses them. So the coverage is the same. 972-PATRIOT. You tell them that Scott sent you. Our friends at DAC Diesel, how long they been with us, Todd? Right there in Bismarck.
Oh, man.
Long time. Long time. Folks at DAC Diesel. And we help them, they help us. DACDiesel.com now has that 4-plus additive, the anti-gel super clean turbo cleaner that can clean up a lot of sins of your diesel engine. Trucks and tractors and semis, pickups, you name it. DACDiesel.com. All right, back to the survey here. It's a fellow by the name of Dick Cheney that's been waiting on the phone for over half an hour from Mesa, Arizona. Is this the Dick Cheney, like former Vice President of the United States, or who is this?
Well, I've been Dick Cheney for 79 years.
Is that right? So, the real Dick Cheney.
I'm the real Dick Cheney. I don't know how old the other one is, but he doesn't know how to spell his name either. He spells it different than I do.
Oh, he does. I see. Okay. So you're in Mesa, Arizona. How do you get what's on your mind there?
Boy, I'll tell you, this is a really interesting story. 5 years ago, when Google Home was new to the market, my wife and I said, let's get one of those things, and it'll be our Christmas present for us. So we got it home and didn't know anything about it, didn't know how to set it up, know nothing. So where we were living, there was a guy in our community who was kind of a computer guru. He was a snowbird, and he lived in Minnesota, crazy Minnesota. So I called him and I said, can you come over and set this thing up for us? He said, sure. Comes over to the house and he starts working on it, and he gets to the part that says you got to get out your cell phone. So I handed him my little flip phone. I'm not computer literate at all. Handed him my little flip phone, and he said, uh-oh, we can't use this. So he said, I'll tell you what, I'll just put it up and use my phone. Well, now our Google Home thinks I'm sitting in Frazee, Minnesota. So when I said this morning, okay, Google, put on Fox Radio News, you guys popped up. And I said, wow, I've never heard them before. Who are these people? And the more I heard, the more I liked it. So then I started searching, how do I get a hold of these folks? So I had to interrupt Google long enough to get your phone number and find out where you're at. It says you're in North Dakota somewhere, but this isn't the last time you're going to be in my living room, I can tell you that.
Well, we're very honored by that. We're very honored, and Frazee, Minnesota, of course, is right in the sweet spot of our listenership. Our own Kevin Flynn's from Frazee, too.
It wasn't me. Yeah. It's not me.
The idea you're going to hack all your friends, right?
But, go Hornets!
Yeah, we have stations that carry this program. 550 Bismarck, legendary voice of the Northern Plains, KLTC on Dickinson, KTGO Tioga, and most of our crazy Western Minnesota listeners listen on AM 1100, The Flag. So we're glad you found us, Dick.
There's nothing of you on regular broadcast radio. I've got you coming in on Google.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. Down in Mesa, that's how you'd have to get us. Yep. And if you ever get one of those smartphones, you can get us on the app, too. But you've got it figured out with Google Home, so God bless you. That's a great story, Dick. Thank you very much.
Got a question I'd like to ask you before you go. What does Let's Go Brandon mean? What is it all about? I don't know. You know, there's some kind of a chant. Is Let's Go
Brandon? Have you heard the
I think
the people
bought.
That...
You're kidding, right?
Are you joking, or do you sincerely not know?
I sincerely do not know, but I don't want to get you guys in trouble. Don't say anything on the internet.
No, we know better than that. But you know, there was a chant at stadiums and the places around the country, from NASCAR races to basketball, football. I mean, everywhere people were chanting "F Joe Biden." Only they'd say the F word. Okay. And there was a NASCAR race.
Brandon Brown won it.
Brandon Brown won it, and an NBC reporter comes over to him, and the crowd is very clearly chanting, F. Joe Biden, F. Joe Biden. But the reporter from NBC says, I think they're saying, let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Yeah, she said, I think they're saying, let's go Brandon. Now, we're not sure if she's an airhead and didn't know, or if she was just trying to clean up an aisle five for a national television audience, which she's in it. I think they're chanting, let's go, Brandon. So let's go, Brandon became the clean way to say FJB.
There. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know. But like
right.
I said, I'm pushing 80, so.
Well, yeah, it's, you're not alone. Some people don't, and it's become, I mean, that's why the T-shirts are out. That's why the chant is out. It has become... Well, kind of a joke. It's trending everywhere on Twitter and Facebook, and I think it just is it's a release valve for the frustration people are seeing from what they're paying at the pump and what they're seeing in inflation and what they're seeing is a poorly run country. So.
Say it with us, Dick. Let's go,
Let's go, Brandon. There we said it. Yeah, there we said it. Dick, call again. Glad you're listening on Google Home, okay? Thank you very much.
You're gonna be in our living room quite a bit.
God bless you, sir. I love it. Isn't that beautiful? Mike in Williston, white meat or dark meat? What's your flavor?
Dark meat, hands down.
All right.
Brought us back to a dead heat now between white meat and dark meat right there. Why is that your preference?
More of the taste, but I've heard people say that, you know, it's just not cooked right if the white meat's dry, but I've had white meat from, I don't know, couple hundred different cooks over the years, and white meat's just too dry and tasty to me.
Turn over your turkey when you cook it.
Well, you know that.
I've had that too.
Yeah.
But
personally, I've never cooked a turkey, but you know.
Yep.
You're the recipient of somebody else's hard work, is what you're saying, Mike.
Yep. Yeah. And it's always dark meat sandwiches.
Beautiful.
And nothing ever smoked.
Yeah, we'll give that a try one of these times, too. Mike, thank you for the vote. We appreciate you listening out there in beautiful Williston. Bob in Valley City, Gary and Williston, when we come back on What's on Your Mind. President Trump's next big rally is going to be epic. It's going to happen soon. And Newsmax is the only major cable news channel to air it live. That's right. Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at Newsmax. Now you know why I love them. Get from Newsmax the info on Trump's rally and his big announcements. Text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. And get Trump news, too. You bypass the big media. You get the real news from Newsmax. So just join that Trump list today. Zone to 39747. And make sure you tune into Newsmax, now America's fourth largest cable news channel. Find it on all major systems. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and let them know you can switch. And it's free. Newsmax.com. Newsmax TV. And don't forget the app. Get the news you can really trust from Newsmax. Text ZONE to 39747.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Before leaving Washington on holiday, President Biden placed down his policies are the culprit for energy prices.
Our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight. It will make a difference. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
The president walked away from reporters again, not taking any questions. It should be noted the president terminated the Keystone Pipeline on day one, making the demand greater than America's supply. When Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was asked how much petroleum America uses per day, she did not know the answer. Daryl Brooks appeared in court Tuesday evening for a preliminary hearing on charges he intentionally killed five people by ramming his car into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, Sunday. Bail was set at $5 million. It should be noted another child died from their injuries just before the court proceedings. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by our friends at Gateway Building Center. 60-plus years of service, 3 locations, 5-star service. Gateway Building Systems, the folks that have gained a hard-earned reputation as a design-build contractor that holds experience, quality, reliability, and safety. Number one Brockfin dealer in the U.S. right now. 3 locations, West Fargo, Fergus Falls, Jamestown. Find out more about the ag side, the commercial building side. GatewayBuilding.com or call 800-747-4499. We're thankful for our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind that also include our friends at PetroServe USA, Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience. And remember, when you're to or from grandmother's house on Thanksgiving weekend, make a stop right there for the lowest price fuel. We're going to have a lot of home games for the Bison coming up here into the playoffs, so get registered for the Bison Game Day giveaway, a couple of $500 gift cards, which is nice. 2 fresh baked cookies today. Buy 2, get 1 free. Can't go wrong with that. And Home Cooking, Grab and Go Convenience. Some Swedish meatballs today in Valley City and West Main Avenue. Some beefsteak fritters in Glendon. Lasagna at NP Avenue. Fatten up before the real deal tomorrow. Texter says Lutefisk is the best. But if you're talking turkey, dark meat, all right, Todd, another one there. And let's see here. Let's get Gary and Bob in here quickly, and then John Hinderacher is here with the Golden Turkey Awards. Our friends at the Center for American Experiment hand out Golden Turkey Awards for the really choice spending that goes on in Minnesota. This is so fun.
I have some nominations for next year.
Do you?
Already.
Gary and Williston, white or dark meat? Lay it on me.
Hey, sir.
How you doing, Gary?
Enjoy the whole turkey. I know the dark meat's just kind of, but depends on if it's fresh off the table.
That's always in the preparation. You're right there. But you're going to go dark meat for the vote?
Yeah. I would have to eat edge.
Yeah, give it the slight edge. I know it's tough. We only allow Biden voters to vote, both ways, 2 votes. So you just get 1 meat. Texter says dark meat, specifically the spoonful found on either side of the backbone.
Oh,
usually never makes it to the table when I'm carving. Well, you've got to do a little quality control.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly right.
I will say dark meat definitely for the after turkey wild rice soup. Dark meat
You're
much better for the
turkey. Obsessed with wild rice soup today.
Oh,
you're just obsessed with it. Texter says, hey, Todd, one more for dark meat and another idea for a T-shirt. How about Let's Go Hannon? Most of my 10-year-old Republican friends think he's just hilarious. So I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but if I have 10-year-olds laughing, my day is complete. So I'm okay with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, exactly right. So dark meat now is sort of taking off into a pretty good-sized lead here. Bob in Valley City.
Okay, is there a NASCAR racer named Hannon?
I didn't know either. What's on your mind, Bob?
I had to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a real issue here. I called in a couple of weeks ago and told you that my son had COVID and he was prescribed ivermectin from a doctor in Jamestown. And I just found out that that doctor in Jamestown has been fired because she was writing ivermectin prescriptions for people with COVID. And I thought, well, that doesn't seem right. Well, my son called down there to the clinic where she worked, and they said that they've been pressured, and even a letter was written by the head of the North Dakota Health Department that says ivermectin is not an approved treatment for COVID. And so we asked him what the approved treatments were, and it was two or three treatments that were the monoclonal and a couple of other ones. But they're very expensive, and ivermectin is very cheap. And this woman that's been writing prescriptions for ivermectin, which, you know, helped my son and helped two or three other people I know, has been fired because even though the legislature has made a policy or a rule that doctors can't be punished for writing ivermectin scripts, that's not at all true, because this woman has been fired, and the clinic that we talked to specifically said that if she didn't stop writing ivermectin prescriptions, you're done. And she apparently said, well, I'm not going to stop writing, so they canned her. What's going on here?
Well, I don't know the timing of that, but there was a bill, I believe it was 1514. It was Bill Twight's bill from Hazen, and it did pass in the special session of the legislature and became law immediately. I don't know the timing of when she was fired, so she should definitely dig into that. What is the doctor's name, Bob?
I can't for the life of me think of it. It's a lady doctor out of Jamestown at a clinic. You know,
but do you know what clinic it is?
No, I'll text you back that information.
Okay, because
we'll half cocked here.
Yeah, no, I mean it's sad. That's not America. If the patient wants a particular treatment that has worked. And you can't convince me this isn't the big pharma companies that are just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They want new therapies, and they're coming out with new therapies, which is,
that
you know, fine.
Expensive.
Yeah, they are expensive.
My son's ivermectin was $119. The new Pfizer pill that comes out, $700 for a regime.
There you go.
The reason ivermectin is not being used is because big pharma can't make any money out of it. And our head of our health department, if this is true, the state health department head is going against what the legislature just passed. Now, something's got to be done about this.
Yeah, and the state health department has been flat-out jihadist against ivermectin, just brutal. Again, to me, this is doctor-patient stuff. It's not for me to say, it's not for Bob to say, it's, do your research, ask your doctor, and if a doctor is prescribing it and being fired for that, that's chilling. So do text me, Bob. I appreciate you calling today, because we'll do what we can to help that doctor and get the word out for sure. John Hinderacher is here from the Center for the American Experiment. We have the Golden Turkey Awards today and much more. What do you make of that call? Does this surprise you at all, John, in this era in which we live?
Well, it doesn't, Scott. I mean, one of the great ironies of COVID, and there are many, as you know, but, you know, there's the hysteria around vaccination and very little emphasis on treatment. And over the last year and a half, many doctors have experimented with different therapies and have had success with them. And yet, if they try to talk about it on social media or YouTube or whatever, they get censored. And it's all this hysteria that everybody's got to be vaccinated. But the treatment side of things has had very little attention paid to it. I find it very strange.
Another topic, question from a texter. What is your take on the U.S. jobless claims, lowest in 50 years? Something doesn't seem right. New stat out this morning. I'm curious to your answer to that.
Well, I'm not sure I have an answer. You know, you drive down the highway. I was driving down the highway a couple of days ago, and there was a big sign on a kind of a warehouse, $20,000 signing bonuses for truck drivers. Can you believe that? $20,000 signing bonus to work in the warehouse at that same company, $5,000 signing bonuses. I mean, there's obviously a shortage of workers. workers, and I don't pretend to understand exactly why. I mean, for a while you have the extended unemployment benefits and the unemployment spiff, and that was keeping people home. But for whatever reason, I'm not surprised that jobless claims are low. I should hope so. I mean, everywhere you look, people are begging for employees.
I also think the whole workforce has been disrupted to the point. How many people left the job? You know, just I'm out of here. I'm not going to be in the market anymore. And you know, that would be another reason claims would drop, because they're not looking for a job. They're not. You know, it's a mess. It's a self-inflicted wound. Something terrible. Let's talk about the third annual Golden Turkey Awards. I love this because there's more than your fair share. And you get a lot of the supporters of the Center for American Experiment that give you lots of different options here and find things in their own communities. You guys do a lot of research on this. Give me your best examples of this year's awards, which really are turkey.
Yes, so we actually give the award twice a year, the Golden Turkey. We got the idea from Bill Proxmire, senator from Wisconsin, long ago, who had the Golden Fleece Award. You may remember the $400 hammers that the federal government was buying. And so what we do is we highlight kind of silly and striking examples of wasteful government spending here in Minnesota. And this is the third time that we have given out the award. The first time it went to Tim Walz's $6.9 million refrigerated fruit warehouse to be used as an overflow morgue for the tens of thousands of COVID bodies that wasn't given any room for. And, of course, it never was used at all. Second one went to the Goose Creek rest stop, $7.2 million for the nicest public bathroom you are ever going to see anywhere on Highway 35.
We should do a show from there sometime. Just to let everybody know what your tax dollars buy in Minnesota. That's beautiful. And how about this year?
And this year we just announced the winner this morning. The voting went through yesterday. And, of course, there's a Thanksgiving Day tie in the Golden Turkey. We had four good nominees. One of my favorites was $261,000 to the University of Minnesota to train eagles, bald eagles, not to fly into wind turbine blades.
Who conducts that class?
The winner. The winner was the Newport Transit Station, the most expensive bus stop in the East Metro at $6.45 million. Problem is, no buses stop there. So they've got this beautiful brand new bus stop. They've got a parking lot with room for 150 cars. But there are no cars in it, and they have closed the building, the bus stop, until further notice, because there is no bus that stops at this $6.45 million bus stop. So we actually drove over there at 8:30 this morning and filmed a little 2-minute video presenting the Golden Turkey Award to the Newport Transit Station.
Maybe before you drop $6.5 million, you ought to say, by the way, will buses be utilizing this facility that we're buying for the bus? I don't know. Call me crazy, John.
Will there be buses?
Yeah. Is there any buses scheduled?
Well, as you know, Scott, there is no correlation between spending on mass transit and use of mass transit. You know, we spend billions on these trains to nowhere. And hardly anybody rides them, especially post-COVID, hardly anybody rides them. And it's a total mismatch between the amount that's spent on transit and the amount of usage that these mass transit platforms actually receive.
And you know what? If there's not a Center for the American Experiment on this front line, all this wasteful spending just happens. It piles on top of more of it and more of it. Thankfully, they expose this stuff. Let's go, Tim. Can be, you know, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
Let's go, Walls.
Let's go, Tim.
Let's go, Walls. It can be AmericanExperiment.org. Great organization. Thank you, John.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
PetroServe USA, low-priced fuel, great home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. What's not to love? A whole month of specials. Any size coffee or cappuccino, only 49 cents. Two Red Bulls, 16-ounce cans for $6. Salted nut rolls, two for $1. 50 cents for a candy bar. My gosh. Big 28-pack of waters, $2.99. Jack Link's Wild River Jerky, only $4.79. And I love this. Energizer batteries, any size for $1. Stun guns for $5 off. Your self-defense matters. Hurry to PetroServe USA all month long.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. You might have heard Thanksgiving's here, and then we got Christmas, we got New Year's, we got traveling. Are you ready? SUVs, pickups, lots of local trades, and of course, Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty on the vast majority of those. Right now, save thousands in interest rates, too, because some of the lowest finance rates are in play right now. Payments to fit every budget and giving you the most money for your trade, and they might even buy your vehicle outright. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime, online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we're brought to you today by our friends at ABM. They are, of course, known as Advanced Business Methods. And you know what they do? They make life better with printers that are high-end computers, print management software, get data analytics, help you track the usage. Saves you money on every job you print. Tells you who's printing what and so much more. So get those printing expenses under control. Many of the best companies were built counting pennies. You got to do it. Find out more about them at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. All right, we're going to wrap up our white meat, dark meat survey. Got a ton of texts to get to and a few other calls to get to as well. So we're going to go rapid fire, get to everybody as quick as we can here in this final segment. Tony in Valley City is the son of the gentleman who called earlier, very frustrated about it. And, Tony, so you were the patient in this case, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, it was, Scott. I was prescribed ivermectin 2.5 months ago. And I had 103 temperature for 3 days, feeling pretty miserable. When I started to have severe breathing problems, I said, I better seek help. I'm type 2 diabetic, 100 pounds overweight, and high blood pressure. So everything I read said that I was probably pretty high risk. So I found a doctor that would prescribe ivermectin. And within 12 hours, my fever broke. And in 5 days, I had no symptoms other than loss of taste and smell. And what's really got me discouraged is the fact that on November 12th, Governor Burgum signed House Bill 1514, and in Section 4, it outlines specifically that no physician can be disciplined for prescribing ivermectin, and no facility can discipline for prescribing ivermectin. In my research, I've discovered that the Medalis Clinic in Jamestown has gotten rid of both doctors that prescribed ivermectin. And when I asked them why, they said they received a phone call from the state health department.
Oh, boy.
So I called the state health department and talked to the executive assistant of the health director, and they said that they have never done any such thing. Yet if you call the GRMC or Sanford and Fargo, they've all received a similar phone call. So there's something fishy going on. And
you bet there is. And by the way, the state health department's issued many edicts on this, and they are flat out just full throated opponents of ivermectin. That's been very obvious. Don't do it. You're going to end up in the hospital from it. Don't take it. Don't, you know, so. Something is going on is right. So the doctor that prescribed it for you was fired when?
Between 2.5 months ago and now.
Okay.
I only found out about it because of a friend has got COVID and said, hey, where did you go to get ivermectin? Nobody will prescribe it to me. So I said, don't worry about it. Go to Medalis and Jamestown. They'll prescribe it to you. Well, now I find out that that the one doctor that prescribed it to me is mysteriously no longer there, and the one that used to also prescribe ivermectin no longer prescribes it.
So, and what is her name? What is her name? The doctor's name?
The one that is no longer there, Jody Tanner. She's a hell of a woman, super smart, and just believes that people should have the freedom. She gave me the choice of monoclonal treatments or ivermectin. I chose ivermectin. And it helped me. Yet throughout the state is 100% backing remdesivir that had horrible clinical trial results, and it costs a fortune. I stayed in North Dakota instead of going back to Florida, where I lived for 17 years, because I have a hell of a lot more freedoms here in North Dakota, and they're starting to be taken away one by one here.
Dr. Jody Tanner, if you're out there, if anyone knows her, love to hear this story and follow up on when that happened, because that's why House Bill 1514 was passed. And as you said, the governor signed it. It's law in North Dakota. You can't do what this clinic did. So, you know, if that was done before the law changed, maybe that's one thing, but I'd like to know more. So, Tony, thanks for calling. And
Scott, just so you know, I'm not spreading misinformation. They never openly said that they fired Dr. Tanner. She's just no longer with them. And I asked why they're not prescribing, and they said because we received a phone call from the state health department. So right. One doesn't happen without the other.
Yeah, we'll do a little digging. We'll do a little digging and see what the clinic will tell us, see what we can learn.
Thanks, Scott. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
You as well, Tony. Thanks for calling in. All right, Jane and Bismarck, white meat or dark meat? We got to wrap up our survey here. Lay it on me. Are you there, Jane?
Oh, I am. I'm sorry. I was so busy thinking about ivermectin that I just didn't pay attention. I have two things. First of all, is white meat 100%? And secondly, I need the phone number or address of the fellow earlier who said he has the two deep fryers. One's going to be turkey and one's going to be fish fries, because I want to be there.
Yes, me too. We need an address and a time when we can show up, don't we, Jane?
That's right. That's what I thought. Just give me approximate, and I'll kind of scout. I'll drive slow and then do a dine and dash. I'll just do a dine and dash. They don't have to pick me up for it.
I love it. God bless you, Jane. Thank you.
I love listening.
Oh, we appreciate you. We'll be here on Thanksgiving, too. We're going to give Todd the day off because he works so dang hard 24-7 there, Mr. VP. So you take the day off. We'll be here tomorrow giving thanks right along with you to make that white meat, dark meat, whatever you do. Here's a texter that wins the Let's Go Brandon shirt. White meat for sure. I think most people who choose dark meat may have overcooked turkeys. Don't overcook the turkey, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.